Scripts from Trial Maturity Test 2013. Level B1, Test 2. Part 1, An Interview with Michael Phelps. You will hear an interview with the famous Olympian Michael Phelps. For statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. There is always only one correct answer. Script 1. Michael, what's life like for you these days?
I don't even know what my life's like now. It's a blur. I've been on the road non-stop.
So there's no typical day?
Nope. If I have a day off, I'll sleep until 2 in the afternoon just to catch up on sleep.
So why did you start swimming?
I grew up around the pool with my sisters. Both of my sisters swam. I was always there. So I thought, why not? My mum put us in the water for water safety, so we were comfortable in the water in case anything ever happened. I learned that way and started liking it more and more.
When you were learning, were you afraid of the water?
I started on my back because I wouldn't put my face in. I really wasn't too keen on it.
So you weren't like, I love swimming?
The only reason I started swimming was for water safety. Then once I started falling in love with sports, I got more comfortable with it.
I read in an interview that your mum put you in sports because you had too much energy.
Well, I was playing other sports and she was pretty much just like, how do I wear him down? So I was playing baseball, lacrosse, soccer and swimming all at once. When I got home, I'd be beat.
Did it help you in other ways?
It helped me relax. I felt comfortable in the water. I was in my own world. I love sports and I'm a very goal-oriented person. Once I started falling in love with sports, it was easy. I was able to put my mind on something and go for it. If I want to do something, nothing will stand in my way.
Why did you stick with swimming and not baseball, lacrosse or soccer?
At the age of 11, my coach told me I could make the Olympic team in 4 years, so I said, OK, I want to make the Olympic team. So that's what we're going to do. And I started training for that. I went 5 straight years without ever missing a workout. Every single day, 365 days a year.
Have you ever felt like quitting?
Oh, oftentimes.
What kept you in it?
Well, my mum would ask me, are you sure that's the best decision? And I'd think, and I'd realise that actually it wasn't the best decision. So I'd decide, I'm not quitting.
Script 2, Part 2. Mom has son wear smoked pot, got caught sign as punishment. You will hear a true story of Brandon Matheson, who was punished in a strange and effective way for smoking marijuana. For statements 8 through 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. What would your parents do if they found you smoking marijuana? One South Dakota mother isn't taking it lightly, and she's doing all she can to make sure her son doesn't do it again. Walking around a main intersection in his hometown, wearing a sign reading, "Smoked pot, got caught, don't I look cool? Not." And, "Learn from me, don't do drugs," isn't exactly the way Brandon Matheson, 13, planned on spending his Friday night. But after he got caught this past weekend for smoking marijuana with his friends, this is the punishment his mother came up with. Timeouts and taking things away just doesn't work anymore. Sometimes a little public humility is what they need nowadays. If this works for him and maybe saves one or two other students from thinking about picking this stuff up, then I feel like I've done my job as a parent, Matheson said. When she first told him about the punishment, she says her son was surprised. He was kind of embarrassed before we even got out there, she said. He was like, "You're serious? You're going to have me stand on the road with a sign?" I was like, "Yes, sir, if this is what it takes." I don't think he believed me at first. I really don't. But she didn't back down. He has walked the intersection twice this week. He has also been drawing some attention. I got all kinds of looks. There are people stopping to talk to me, Brandon Matheson said. Mostly, they are yelling at me to stop. It's a lesson Brandon is not likely to forget. He said he won't be smoking pot again because he doesn't want to do this again. While he certainly isn't enjoying this punishment, he seems to be getting the message. I've got to change my life and stop, said Brandon Matheson. It may not be your typical punishment, but Matheson is hoping it works. I never in a million years pictured my 13-year-old smoking marijuana. I'm always bragging about what a great kid he is. He is great in school. I just never pictured this, she said. We as parents have to step it up. We have to protect our children, and if this is what it takes, it's what I'm going to do. She's hoping this will be a lifelong lesson that will keep Brandon on the right road. Matheson says she has received a lot of positive feedback from other parents and from many people driving by.
Script 3, Part 3, Funny Crime Stories. You will hear 6 funny crime stories. Below, you can read summaries of this information numbered 14 to 20, but in the wrong order. Indicate the order in which you hear the information by writing the number 1 to 6 next to the number that represents that information. Be careful. There is one extra summary. Put X next to the number that represents extra information. 1. It happened at a Dayton bus stop on a Tuesday morning. The Dayton Daily News reported that 2 men walked up. One of them put a gun to the victim's forehead and ordered him to hand over everything in his pockets. The victim gave them $40 and his cell phone. Before fleeing on foot, one of the robbers asked the victim if he had enough money for the bus. When he said no, one handed him back $2. Number 2. A prisoner, Carlos Garcia, escaped from the jail in New Mexico by breaking a window with a razor blade and a popsicle stick, but changed his mind once he got outside. Garcia told police it took about 5 months to break the window with those materials. He also used plastic, newspaper, and more popsicle sticks to fashion a fake window. Garcia changed his mind and climbed back into a second-story room using a bedsheet. Number 3. Omaha police said 3 children tried to steal food from a Burger King drive-thru window by displaying what may have been a toy gun. The restaurant reported that the juveniles walked through the drive-thru lane at about 12:30 a.m. and tried to get food. The restaurant worker refused to give them anything, and the children fled. Officers caught the children a short time later after a police helicopter spotted them running from the area. Number 4. The incident happened early in the morning at McDonald's. Wearing a rubber Barack Obama mask, white gloves, and black clothing, the robber walked behind the counter and ordered all the workers into the back office, police said. Hiding behind the mask, he forced the manager to take the money from a safe, about $1,000, put it into a cloth bag, and left. The man is now in custody. Number 5. The victim, Kelly Caraway, said she complained about the grass clippings hitting her car while Michael Bridgewater was cleaning his lawn. At that point, Bridgewater pointed the leaf blower at her in an offensive and provocative manner. Apparently, he tried to blow her away. Moreover, Caraway said she was hurt by flying dirt and suffered from respiratory problems afterward. 6. A customer, Robert Wheeler, got very angry because the pizza delivered to him had no garlic knots he had ordered. This led to his attacking the pizza delivery driver. The punch in the nose for forgetting the garlic knots came with a message. The customer, Robert Wheeler, told the driver, "Give that to the person working on the phone back in the restaurant." Wheeler later admitted he hit the driver in the face, the report said.